Today, half the seniors at Claflin Academy will die. On the inside, that is. 100 kids will obsessively refresh their emails and portals so a dancing bulldog, or a tiger, or whatever mascot represents all their hopes and dreams for the future can tell them, "Welcome to Harvard, class of 2025," or, "We regret to inform you that we must crush all your hopes and dreams." Or at least, that's what we interpret. It's early decision day, and hearts are going to break. Then heads will roll. College admissions is always a heady mix of longing, desperation, and rage. Claflin kids are quick to the rage part. How dare they reject me? Don't they know who I am? Me? I am nobody. My mother isn't a senator. My dad isn't a high-priced corporate lawyer. No one in my family has won a Pulitzer or an Oscar. And I'm certainly no prodigious math or music scholar. Nice SAT word, though, right? I had to take the test 3 times, but I finally cracked 1,400. I lied about my score, of course, pretending my first try had netted a comfortable 1520, and the other 2 times were to get a perfect score. The Ivies think I landed a 1550 and called it a day, more than good enough for Penn. My real score is my secret shame. But at least I know I'm not the only kid at Claflin lying about their application. You can't doctor test scores. Colleges get them directly from the testing companies. But everything else? My peers lie about the stuff that colleges don't bother to check, like the clubs they founded and are president of, awards and honors won, that sort of thing. Last year, a Claflin senior, Chelsea Cunningham, copied another girl's resume down to the letter. She got away with it because the student she copied was accepted to Dartmouth early decision. So when Chelsea's app showed up, Princeton didn't have 2 applications from 2 different girls, both claiming to be the president of Model UN and a summer intern for the Boston Globe newspaper and the recipient of a Scholastic Gold Key Award for novel writing. Sloppiness gives colleges a reason to make phone calls to high school counselors. It's how you get caught. Or, you know, committing a federal crime. When celebrities and CEOs got caught in that huge college admission scandal a couple years back, I laughed. The prevailing view at Claflin was restrained relief that none of the academy's parents were indicted. Students here had long ago learned far more subtle and legal ways to cheat. Really, money is the ultimate cheat. Rich kids get all sorts of advantages in the admissions process, no law-breaking required. Anyway, Chelsea got into Princeton on her fake credentials, and the world keeps turning. I look across the table at Margot surreptitiously scrolling through the Princeton Clubs and Organizations page on her phone. She got in 3 days ago, early action. The elites start sending their ED, early decision, results the 2nd week of December. It's like blackjack. What day will the decisions for your dream school land? The vast majority drop on December 15th, though, so Claflin calls it ED Day. Because no one eats all day, Avery jokes almost every time someone says it. And today, the words ED Day are slipping past our lips a lot as we all count down the seconds and minutes to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, when most schools will pull the trigger. Then tonight, we'll let loose at Claflin's infamous ED Day party. Accepted or rejected, every senior gets drunk off their face. ED Day is so much worse than I thought it would be. Emma Russo, aka Brown University, shoves her iPhone into her bag so she can't look anymore. I give her a minute before she pulls it out again. On cue, Avery makes her tasteless eating disorder joke. Normally, I let her barb slide because calling her out isn't worth it. She always turns it back around on me like a jellyfish. You step on her and she stings. Today, though, I'm practically vibrating from nerves and could use a diversion.